Someone has posted this comment. I fully understand that one should accept everyone as they are. My question is that if a person is a criminal or an alcoholic, is it not the duty of the family or the society to change them for a good reason? How can we simply accept and leave them to their fate? It's a very important question. But there's one word that is missing. Which is the bridge between acceptance and changing someone. Because duty of the family or society to change them for a good reason. The missing word is to try. That's all we can do. But when that word is missing, that means the acceptance is not total. You see, if you accept someone or a situation in your life, totally, 100%. You will know deep down, after that acceptance, all you can do is try. Because the results are not in your hands. But if one uses words like, it is our duty to change them, then it means we know better than God. Now let's say there's a thief and someone talks to the thief, finds out where did it begin. And you could understand, maybe the thief said, we didn't have money when we were growing up. Maybe the thief says, my father was a thief. So, this person whom we have labeled a thief has been conditioned in some way by forces beyond his control to be a thief. So we accept first. We don't condemn. We accept this person has become a thief based on factors beyond his control as per the will of the source. Thereafter, we can take steps to talk to the thief, maybe show them a different way of living. In other words, we do precisely that we think and feel we should do. But deep down, we are not hell-bent on converting the thief because we know that God has a plan. All I can do is try. But if I keep trying and enforcing my will to change someone, I am creating suffering for the other as well as myself. I'm compounding the original destined suffering. That creates mental anguish. And this entire teaching is about peace of mind. It may sound easier said than done. One who is in such a situation would know the reality. But the fact is, that everyone has been placed in life in a particular position based on the will of God. And we tend to reject this fact. We want things to be a certain way, which we feel is the right way. This obsession that things should be a certain way is what creates immense suffering. So when we accept people for the way God has created them, we no longer judge them. We leave it to God. We do what we feel we should do. Thereafter, it's God's will.